Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
BT was like, I don't like the first song you picked. I'd rather to pick anything else.
Nice. Very nice.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else.
Although that's rather appropriate for this past weekend. Our little tête-à-tête via our Thursday night show has resulted in over 1,500 of you stopping by to view that post. Nice, guys.
Hell yeah, guys. Come right on by. Thanks. And your friends, too, because, yeah.
It's been interesting, some of the comments I've seen. Some of you guys out there, yeah. And to Amanda Carson, posted this morning on the GTFO film. Yeah, I know. We get picked on, and the guys don't understand that. So I think
we do, and we shouldn't have to like hide who we are.
Nope.
And that's what her whole deal is. You know, that's why I stay anonymous. That's why I don't talk. See, guys, you guys can all talk on, you know, Ventrilo and Skype and TeamSpeak and have fun. Us girls get in there, and no, it goes from being all about the game to being all about that there's a girl.
I think we should do that, too, from here on out. Every time I play and it's somebody I don't know, and some of you, you know, don't be offended because I can't tell who you are either way, unless you're somebody who plays with us regularly. But from here on out, every time I hear a stranger, I'm like, oh, my God, it's a guy. You play games?
Oh, my God, I know, right?
Oh, my God. Really? You actually play? Yeah.
Don't play games.
I love that some of the guys.
The kitchen making me a sandwich.
They should be. So I like that some of you, we had one or two guys come by, and one of them was like, way to go to say men are damaged. Yeah. What, did you think I was going to back down off of it?
I will go the other route and go, not all men are damaged. There are some good ones out there.
Yeah, we have quite a few good ones. Know what? I'm going to tell you, the guys that we hang with, these are not aimed at any of you. You know this already. We're aimed at the ones who are just not.
It's just for every good guy that we hang out with, there are five out there that
stupid
seem to think that it's okay to treat us like this.
And unfortunately for you all, if you come over here trying to troll us, you pick the wrong chicks to troll.
I will troll you. I will troll you like you've never been trolled before.
We troll back.
Send and you back harder. Sign to your mama.
And harder at that. All right. Oh, this has been such an interesting weekend.
It has been. It has been. And we survived the weekend. So, hey. Yeah. Good girl. No idea. I'm so tired.
Mother Nature has been fighting with me all weekend. Girl, watch.
I know. It's hot and then it's cold and then it was wet and then it was dry and,
I'm like, I had to be outside
ridiculous.
With my sunglasses on because it's a cloudy day and I can't see out of one eye because of the allergies. Just, it's crazy.
I know my eyes have been all gunked, which I know all the guys feel like, that's so sexy. But it's so true. My eyes are just sore and they're itchy and they're, and as you can hear, I'm going to lose my voice all day. I've already been sniffling and sneezing in Corey's ear and.
Yes.
It's not that I feel bad. I just am so congested.
Yes. I have taken all manner of Zyrtec and sprays and
everything you can get.
My hands on. And finally, like, I think late Saturday, because, you know, when you have allergies, for those of you who have allergies understand this, you have to stay away from your milk. And I love me some ice cream. And I discovered over the weekend Ben & Jerry's red velvet ice cream. I didn't even know I like Ben & Jerry's. But, yeah, y'all do.
I discovered a rice ice cream, rice milk.
Ooh.
So good. It's actually cheap, and it's not like ice cream like in the tub. Mm-hmm. It's ice cream sandwiches.
You are so evil.
I was like, oh, God, I love this.
But I had my Ben & Jerry's, and I couldn't eat it. It was sitting mocking me in the freezer, and I said, screw it, I'm just going to take a bunch of drugs, and I'm going to eat my ice cream and pass out. Cinco de Mayo!
Yay! Cinco de Mayo!
I had my Mexican food, and I actually had a drink yesterday, and I did get mad at somebody, but luckily it was
did not drink at all yesterday. I had somebody ask me, you know, what's going on? Why are you not drinking?
Cinco de Mayo, why are you not drinking?
I know. And it's like, well, I would, but I don't really feel like it, so I'm not. Which is, you know.
I did, and then me and ZQ77, we made she made homemade Mexican food. I went and bought mine, but we had a drink and we sat and chattered on Skype. See, that's what you do with your girlfriends when they live far away. You get on Skype and you chat and you talk about whatever. You put your TV on and comment on what you're watching. Just having a nice conversation. And halfway through my second glass of wine, because y'all know I do not drink. Okay, that one glass was probably enough. I said, you know what? So and so has pissed me off. She's like, oh no, put it down, put it down. I was like, fix it.
Yeah, Corey's not allowed to drink ever because she wants to kill everybody.
She managed to talk me out of messaging the person I was going to message, so I didn't go after that.
I'm very glad.
But it took about 20 minutes before she's like, you know, that's still fine talking, right? Don't do it.
So like, you wouldn't reach me anyways. I was all like,
we didn't reach you. I wouldn't. I'm not angry with you. I was like, somebody, he knows who he is, and I'm still.
He
knows exactly who he is.
Guys, those dirty guys, how dare they?
Lucky he didn't get a message or two yesterday. I was about to like, hold on, let me call him on Skype.
How dare they make my core angry?
He didn't do anything. It's just, it really was the wine. You know what? I'm just going to misread everything he said last week, and I'm going to say this. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So thank you, Z, for talking me out of that, because that would have been a whole thing this morning. I've been like, I'm sorry. I'm some Moscato.
Corey would have been in trouble.
It was probably barely 8 ounces total that I had. This is how much I cannot drink. You don't want me drinking. You don't want to say, oh, let's give her a little sip. No, the same effect every time.
We went to, where did we go? We went to, oh, crap, what is the place? El Chico's. We went to El Chico's last night. And, you know, I was going to get my drink on, but then I got there and I was like, you know what? No, I'm okay. I'm not going to.
I don't think I need this.
No, and I didn't. Turns out I didn't, so I didn't.
Let me just, oh, man, I got some juicy just came in. Okay, so y'all came to hear news, of course, not listen to how much lushes we are or lushes we're not. Anyway, that thread that we were talking about earlier, you're welcome to drop by our Facebook page and leave your comments if you like. You don't got to agree with us. I'm sorry, now we're up over 1,300 of you just this morning. Some people are angry.
Yes. Some of you very, very, very angry.
Mostly us, but mostly us, but some of you are very upset.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jay. Since you haven't said hello. Hello, Jay.
Has he come into the room there? Has he come in?
He's there. He's not said anything, but he is there.
Welcome to our lives again, Joe. Jay. Joe. Jay.
Yes. Jay. Jay. Not Joe.
Jay. Jay and Joe.
Jay.
He deserves it. no, it's not the Moscato talking. Anyway, so we had some interesting things happen over the weekend, newsworthy, and I'm going to have to dial it down now because this is no laughing matter. I'm going to start this, and then Ginger's going to pick up with a whole different topic as to, you know, I ran across this news story over the weekend on Yahoo that a young man had been arrested for making a video on YouTube, rapping, but he mentioned some things in there like the Boston bombing, and I want to say Sandy Hook, but I don't have the story in front of me. This is just from memory. That and he got arrested. They came and picked him up because they said, you know, these are not just that they're horrible things that happen, but we really just can't take a chance with some of you anymore. The comments that you make on Twitter, so from here on out, we're going to have to tighten it. You know, we're going to tighten things up. And I was on one hand like, you know, it's a kid. They'd say stupid things, but when you look back at the Boston Bombers Twitter, because we were going through their Twitter, they were for the most part talking about normal stuff. But every once in a while, they throw a comment in there where if somebody was watching, we probably could have prevented it. They said some things that were very telling of what they were about to do or how they thought, at least. Maybe they needed to at least be watched. I wouldn't say arrested, but watched. Let's keep an eye and see what's going on with these bunch. So I was kind of on the fence about that. But after what Ginger told me this morning, I now am on the other side of, yeah, we probably need to watch some of these people on Twitter. Some of you cannot make comments threatening to kill, blow up, make rap songs about things that just happened. I didn't see his video, so I don't know what this kid said, but some of you are going to have to learn to just watch your mouth. Keep you crazy to yourself. Seriously. Ginger, tell him what you found.
Well, first, sorry, I was sitting here doing a little bit of research on this high school rapper. He is a high school rapper, goofy-looking white boy. Apparently his rap was talking about, said something about Boston and said, you know, when I'm rich and famous, a rich, famous rapper, I'm going to be able to get away with murder, too, or something like that.
Oh,
And more or less, he's being a stupid kid, so...
But you gotta learn, don't say things like that.
Well, you're allowed to be tasteless and unclassy all you want. They can't put you in jail for that. So, I mean, he has no prior record of ever doing anything, period.
Well, neither did this other bunch. That's why I said on one hand, I'm like, you know, it's a stupid kid, but you really, where do you pick when you actually should go after them and when you shouldn't? I mean, obviously, we have some of our more famous rappers, like I can't remember who it was this weekend. I think Lil Wayne got his ad pulled because he made reference to something.
And you got to think about who is Slim Shady. There we go. He's rapped about raping his own mom and stuff and killing his ex-wife, and he's not in jail.
Yeah, but he's look at the difference here. You know, you're a kid at school, and then this is, you know, Mr. Mathers. He's an adult, and he's already got a career. So we expect him
and
to say
something. And he made that career saying outrageous things.
Before we started having all this stuff become, I'm not saying it didn't happen back then, but before it started just really getting to everything.
I think them going after this kid is dumb. But on this other hand, all right, let me go ahead and go into the story that Corey mentioned. I don't remember where I originally saw it, but I'm going to pull the one that I'm thinking of from our frenemies over at, that place. Call of Duty blamed as boy admits killing mom with his birthday gift rifle.
Oh, anyways, kid was buy your child a rifle.
14. March 24th of 2012, he shot his mother 20 times for taking away his Call of Duty. They then strapped her body to a couch and tried to rape her, which he couldn't do. He was in and out of delusions, apparently. He then called his father and apologized. Said, "Dad, come home. I killed mom. I instantly regret this. I'm so sorry." And, you know, his dad thought he was just playing a joke. Ha ha. So he didn't do anything. Well, later the sheriff called him and said, no, you really
need to come home.
Yeah, your son really did do this. So pretty much the 14-year-old, and it's been, they're already talking about that the kid has had rage issues before, and not mentally sound, but they buy him a rifle anyways, and they let him play violent games like Call of Duty. And neither one are to be to blame for what the kid did.
No, not at all.
Who's to blame is the parents, because the parents knew he had these issues and did not get him help. But yeah, so 14-year-old kills his mom. They're trying to blame it on Call of Duty, trying to blame it on the rifle. Nobody wants to blame it on the poor parenting here. I mean, if your kid calls you at work and says, "Hey, I killed mom, come home." And you go, "Ha ha ha, that's so funny, son." No, there is something wrong with you. Wrong with you. If somebody calls you and tells you, "Hey, I just killed somebody," you call the effing police.
I am in utter awe of a whole bunch of things that went on there. After Sandy Hook, some of you parents who have kids that have shown that they have a little bit of a mental disturbance, don't buy them a gun. Don't stick your head in the sand and say, "Not my kid. You know, maybe he's done this, but it's not quite as bad." I'm gonna mention this again. I'm gonna tell you. I say this all the time, and I don't say it to brag about, you know, look at how great I turned out, because, you know, I'm fantastic. I had a mother who was a crack addict for a good portion of her life, and the first thing that anybody will tell you if they have a relative who's on drugs is there's certain things you don't do to them. You don't loan them money. You don't let them in your house because they're going to steal things, and you have to, at some point when you have a kid, not stick your head in the sand when your kid is mentally ill and say, "My kid is mentally ill, and I know he cannot have a gun. He is not like the little boy down the street who is, you know, off to Harvard and he had a rifle and all he did was win awards for shooting ducks out of the sky," whatever it is. Your kid is not this kid down the street. Accept that fact and then get them the help that they need. You know, that's just the way it is.
It's the
same with an alcoholic. You don't ever bring them around alcohol. They can't go back later and say, "Oh, they can have a little bit of drink." They can't ever have it because there's something wrong in this person's body. And there's nothing wrong with them being something wrong with them. The thing is you have to get them the help that they need. It's really that simple. I don't know why some parents, they cannot accept that their kid is not a certain way. And it goes all the way up from, you know, "Your kid's not the best soccer player," all the way up to, "My kid is going to kill people." I've heard them say it before, and they look serious. I'm telling you, Baby Nature's and I have had the discussion, and I talk to her all the time, and you may think, oh, I don't want to talk to my child about these things. They're too little. I tell her, look, do you ever think you want to hurt me? She's like, no, I never hurt you. I said, you do know that if you do try to hurt me, all the daughter-mother bets are off.
Exactly.
Two of us are going to the woodshed. Only one of us is coming back. You ever feel like that, you need to let me know so I can get you some help, and then we'll go from there. But if you actually attack me, all bets are off. I'm taking you out. And it's and you like, I don't want to say that, but you have to. You need to know where your kid's head is at. And don't buy them weapons. You don't put weapons in their hands. You don't give them things to drink and say, you know, my son had a psychotic episode when he had a beer with his dad. You don't give him more beer then. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Bad things are happening because you just cannot face the truth. You got to handle the truth.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I had to get on my soapbox about that one. That bothers me.
In the 911 call, he says, I'm not joking at all. She's dead. I'm scared. I killed my mom with a 22. I don't know why I did it. I tried to rape her. But I couldn't do it. Something just came over me. I feel crazy, and I know I'm not. That last line, I feel crazy, and I know I'm not, tells me you were effing lucky.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Somebody tells you, I feel crazy, but I know I'm not. No. You were crazy.
You just killed your mother. You are crazy.
Yes. Yes.
And I was calling him poor baby, but he needed some help. And parent, you know, may your mother rest in peace. She failed you. Your parents failed you. It's that simple. And if that doesn't bother you, parents out there, to know that there's possibility you could fail your child, just don't have it. Give them to somebody else who's going to be a better parent, so that they can make sure they get the help they need. We're like, we're losing a whole generation of kids because
you don't
not
take
help.
Care of your precious little snowflake. When they turn the Asian majority, the rest of us are going to have to. Trust me, we're not going to be as nice.
Nope. They're not going to jail. That's going to be it. There's no nice to you.
Your kid starts raging at me, I'm going to clock him.
I'm not going to wait and see if he's going to do anything. No.
Mm-mm. No.
It's sad. It is so sad that I'm even downplaying when I say sad. I don't even know what to call that. That's the second time we've seen that happen, like in as much as a few months. Didn't another kid come in the house and kill his parents, or he tried to kill both of them? He managed to get one. But
Yeah. I think he killed his mother, but his father got away. I mean, was still shot, but survived.
Yeah, so I'm like, ah.
Seriously, if you're, and I know so many people want to bury your heads in the sand. Y'all feel ashamed or embarrassed or something that somehow your little spawn is not right in the head. But it's not fair to them, and it's not fair to everybody else to not give them a fighting chance at a normal life by getting them the help they deserve.
I still think that's your fault as a parent. Step up. Ask them. Have the conversation. All you, especially little boys, and, you know, I know on our thread some of our guys took offense saying that men were damaged, but I'm going to point out again, there's no little girls shooting up people because they didn't get to play their game.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true.
That's not necessarily true, but
there was a girl a while back. She didn't necessarily pull the trigger. She conned her older, drugged-out boyfriend into killing her parents.
Well, see, we manipulate you into doing it. But if her parents have a conversation with your children, even those of you who are aunts and uncles, if you notice your little niece or nephew acting kind of strange, pull them to the side. Hey there, little person. Auntie wants to know if you're okay. Uncle wants to know if you're okay. I noticed you were a little aggravated there when you were playing the game. You threw the controller when your mom told you not to play. Are you okay? You want to talk to me? You know, step in, because that can make the difference between your niece or nephew getting some help and being normal. And, and let me paint the stark contrast. Standing at the podium at Harvard saying, I suffer from XYZ psychosis, and my aunt, uncle, father, mother, cousin noticed and got me the help I needed, and now I'm graduating from Harvard, as opposed to I'm on the TV now, mugshot, they looking for you, helicopters are chasing you. Somebody say something if you notice it to anybody. I'm sorry. I know some of you are like, it's not my business. It is your business, because they could come and shoot up your job, your school. It can affect you in some way. Say something. Because this is getting ridiculous. The only other cause of death that is higher, I heard this weekend, is you people texting while you're driving. They said you're texting while driving is so high. You're out murdering or dying or killing people that are drunk drivers or being drunk on the road. This is you all. I don't know what's going on with people, but they're now talking about putting software in the cars that is going to disable the texting, or the car is not going to start.
that's interesting. I don't know how they're going to do that, but I guess we'll see.
Well, you know how they, you know what they do. They start making it impossible for you to use the things. You know, like we have cars now, obviously don't have software in them. They will start saying, I'm sorry, your car doesn't have this add-on that's going to disable texting, so you can't pass inspection, therefore forcing you to buy a car that has software in it. This is how they're going to do it. It's going to be a slow phasing out.
They're going to be slow phasing out, slow, because they can't force you to do
that. They can't yet, but they'll find a way. And this, the sad thing is, this is something you all could fix yourself. Just don't text in the car.
They're just going to have to make it illegal. Because
They've already done that. That's what they were saying. They've already
because that would keep anybody else in the car from texting too, and I don't see them being able to do that.
Well, they may figure out a way to work that out, but it's already illegal in some states. That's what I'm telling you. And they said even in those states, the death rate has not lowered. That's why they're looking at the software. They're like, this is the next option that we have. It's not changed. Because, you know, kids don't care about laws.
That's true. That's true. Kids don't care.
They don't care. They don't mean anything to them. They're like, I'm a kid. You're not going to put me in jail. I'm texting. I'm young. I'm going to live forever. Bam, I'm dead. I've run into some back trucks.
Yeah, you're not going to live forever, kid.
Speaking of,
folks, doesn't work like that.
Nope. Speaking of things.
Are not, are, you know.
Not invincible. Speaking of things out of control, Will Wright is speaking out about. And I can't believe I just accidentally closed this story. What happened to my story I had open? I was all excited about this one. I'm giving him a new name. Double W. I know some of you are like, what? Well, right. You don't get it? Do you get it? Double W?
Yeah.
He is speaking out about how bad some of these games are.
True story. Some of you games are not cute.
Yeah.
Not cute.
Now, if you don't know who Will Wright is, Will Wright is a person that created SimCity, The Sims. Just go through the whole catalog of anything simulator that's over at EA now. Spore, just name it. He most likely created it. He's a veteran game designer, and he moved on from the company from EA. He was the founder of Maxis, which EA has absorbed, and he's been working on his own little projects, a small startup called Stupid Fun Club, which I'm not that fond of, Will, I gotta tell you, but good luck with that. He gave a lecture at the University of California Santa Cruz campus recently, and he says the title of his panel was Gaming as a Lens on the World. In his lecture, he spoke about the progress of game design and said that he feels the technology barriers are falling and the more interesting problems left to solve are psychological ones. He says, and that's what we're hacking. He said, I like that. Not lacking, but hacking. He says, no game designer ever went wrong by overestimating the narcissism of their players. He alluded to H.L. Mencken's famous quote, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. By that, he means that it's important to give the players a chance to share or show off their progress and achievements in a game. Okay, he says, many games are about failure design, and properly designing the failures players will experience is a key to having a good game, which we say here often, that's why Facebook games are not staying popular, because there's no way to lose them. It doesn't kick you out and say you lost.
Yeah.
Now start over. He also made comments about the SimCity debacle. So what does the original creator say? He says it's inexcusable what happened. You guys, and they were all bucking up to everybody, you know, you players are blah, blah, blah. He says, no, it is inexcusable what has happened. He said the industry needs to grow up. He agrees that there's a great deal of progress to be made, and he says he thinks that we have an extremely powerful medium at our disposal, and we've only realized a small fraction of its potential. But what happened is inexcusable. He said that you charge somebody $60 for a game that they can't play, and he says he understands the outrage completely. And this is from the creator. He says, now, he did say he does feel bad for the team. He says he could have predicted, and he says he kind of did predict that there was going to be a big backlash about the DRM stuff, and he says it's a good game. He enjoyed playing it. He said, but he said it was kind of like Evil A is the Evil Empire, and there's a lot of bash EA over it. He said, but it was, again, inexcusable. He says, if I was a consumer buying that game and it happened to me, I would feel exactly the same. So anyway, you could go over and read his whole panel transcript and everything. He was at the Game Horizon conference. He will be at the Game Horizon conference in Newcastle that's going on this week. He'll be in a live Q&A session, which I wish I was there so I could sit in his lap. I think they'd let me sit in his lap while he did his
conference. They might let you sit in his lap.
I'd be like, hi, go ahead. I'm just going to sit here. But you know it's bad when the creator, he's left it behind and he came back and said, this is not right.
Yeah.
you know, this is you guys did horribly. And that was a lot of money to spend, $60 just gone. and they weren't going to give you a refund. Remember that? They're like, nobody's getting a refund.
No, somebody's giving me a refund. Somebody's giving me a refund.
I told y'all, those of you who had SimCity, there's a real easy way for you to have done that. In case you've forgotten, you go to your bank, you say, I would like to reverse this charge and put a lifetime ban on any purchases from EA. But I said, you got to be serious, because after that, you can't ever use that card to buy games from EA again, you know, off of Origin. You can go to a store and buy them, but not from Origin. I said, so, yeah, if you're that serious about it, you were that passionate, lifetime ban. You get your money back. You got to return the game, though, I'm pretty sure, or delete it, because yours is not going to be usable anymore. Not the digital copy, but yeah, no, I this was, yeah, and I was so upset because I really wanted to play it.
Interesting. All right, so. I told you about this last week, about the Nyan Cat creator and one of the other people suing Warner Brothers. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Nyan Cat creator and the Keyboard Cat creator have responded to the Warner Brothers suit. Over the inclusion of internet memes in the game Scribblenauts, Christopher Nyan Orlando Torres said that he tried to talk to Warner Brothers about the issue, but was disrespected on multiple occasions. He also said on his Tumblr page that they refused to offer any compensation and that he has never tried to stop non-commercial use of his meme within the internet community. All right, so here we go. We've reached out to the companies in hopes of working out an amicable resolution of the issue, yet we were disrespected and snubbed each time as nothing more than a nuisance for asking for fair compensation for our intellectual property. That's not right. I have no issues with Nyan Cat being enjoyed by millions of fans as a meme, and I have never tried to prevent people from making creative uses of it that contribute artistically and are not for profit, but this is a commercial use, and these companies themselves are protectors of their own intellectual property. Hell yeah, Warner Brothers, you had my internet turned off once. Many other companies have licensed Nyan Cat properly to use commercially. In Scribblenaut Unlimited, you have to actually type out the words Nyan Cat and Keyboard Cat to get our characters to appear in the game. In fact, the game forbids you from making any copyright references in their game with a pop-up error. Meanwhile, Fistel recently negotiated proper rights for several Nintendo characters for their games. Just because popularity with millions of fans has caused Nyan Cat and Keyboard Cat to become famous by virtue of their viral or mean nature doesn't give the companies a right to take our work for free in order to make profits for themselves, especially considering, too, that they would be the first to file lawsuits against people who misappropriate their copyrights and trademarks. It's just not fair. True story, it's not. Since Warner Brothers and Fistel choose to act as if we had no rights in characters we created, filing a lawsuit was the only way we had to protect our intellectual property rights from being used for others' commercial profit, without our consent. Too often, normal artists like us don't have the means and resources to protect our rights against big media corporations who use our work for their own profit without permission. We are looking here just to be treated fairly and to be fairly compensated for our creative work. And I agree, they should be, because you know Warner Brothers would be all over this if the shoe were on the other foot.
Here's the thing, though. Did you copyright it?
They did. A year after it became, a year after it started being used. But if they could prove that they actually made it, and it is there, which they can.
Don't matter. Here, see, this is where they get people by not knowing the law. You can create things all you want. If you do not go down to the little copyright office or send them their little money saying that this is copyrighted and it's mine, anybody can use it. I could have gone down to the copyright office and copyrighted their work saying that I'm copywriting it, and I'd be suing Warner right now and getting paid, and they wouldn't get it done. You got to copyright your stuff, people.
Yeah.
So it's not, unfortunately, our court system doesn't operate on this is right and wrong. Again, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And not just what you can prove that it's mine and I made it in this instance, because Warner Brothers could turn around and say, well, you copyrighted your stuff in 1999, and we're using only the memes from 1998 back to 91. And those were not copyrighted, therefore free to use. Sorry there. I agree, they're not in the right. But yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but that's how it works, people. You gotta be careful with your stuff. Don't post your stuff up. And then they're going to say it was public domain. I think Keyboard Cat and and all the
cat.
My is it mine cat? Yeah, they've all
Nine.
Been nine. They've well, they've all been used everywhere, and I not always for commercial use. I think they just now they're just paying attention to Warner Brothers, but I've seen it at least a half a dozen places on cable channels or used in talk shows, and yeah, I don't.
Oh,
I,
good Lord!
Yeah,
can I do another one really quick?
Go right on ahead, right ahead.
Well, I guess, you know, it's time to move on from blaming just gun violence. Scottish police head blames Gears of War for vicious knife attack.
Oh, stop it.
I know, right? And next, we're going to be blaming, you know, who is it? A stupid rabbit for, anyways. The leader of the Scottish police are blaming Gears of War for a vicious knife attack. While the crime does have its roots in playing the game online, where the victim and the accused first got to know each other, the chairman of the Scottish Police Federation thinks playing the game in and of itself was somehow a catalyst for the crime. The crime happened in April of this year in Clydebank, Scotland. An unnamed 13-year-old male slashed the throat of a 14-year-old male, cutting him deeply enough to expose his windpipe, according to police.
Wow.
The police say that this was the result of an earlier falling out between the two teens online while playing the game. Prior to that falling out, the boys met each other online, in-game, and hit it off in late 2011. Later on, the two would meet in person. See, there's a big mistake right there. But as 2012, rolling on something happened between the two boys, and they were no longer friends. The reporting officer was of the opinion that the violent video games played online by the accused may have been a factor of his conduct. It's coming from Andrew Brown, the prosecutor for the case. Brian Doctory, the chairman of the Scottish Police Federation, told the court that these games are rated 18 and shouldn't be played by children of this young age. Amen. But online gaming may be outside their parents' knowledge. We need to look again at what we can do to stop this. If it's outside the parents' knowledge, it's because the parents failed at parenting. You should always, always know what your kids are doing. Oh, I got into this with the student the other day in class, man.
That is why I'm telling y'all it's coming. You're going to have a license to have your little butt on the internet pretty freaking soon.
Yeah. I had a classmate trying to argue with me that Facebook should police and not allow children to put up pictures, racy pictures, whatnot. I was like, well, why should Facebook police your children? Why shouldn't you be parenting your child and make sure that your child is not doing this? And B, who's buying your little girl these clothes?
Oh, don't get me started on that. I'm of a mind your child shouldn't be on Facebook, for one.
Mm-hmm.
My little cousin, when she was a little young thing, I remember going over to house for Christmas. She's 15, and she's like, do you have a Facebook? And I says, yeah. She says, my mom won't let me get on Facebook. And I says, I'm just looking at her. Can you talk to my mom? But you're on Facebook. I'm a grown-ass woman. You are a child. Therefore, you will not be on Facebook. And if I find out you're on Facebook, I will hack your page myself. And she looked at me like, Corey, that's mean. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, you're only 5 when I'm looking at you. I don't care if you're 15. You're 5 because that's how I see you in my head. 5, you're not getting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom's like, see, I told you. Told you she's going to agree with me. She's like, she doesn't love me. Oh, I love you. That's why you're not getting on Facebook.
But yeah, I always hate that. I mean, you still love me. No, we do love you. That's the reason why we don't want you on there. I've got a teenage cousin who's on. Second cousin, actually. But anyways, and every time I see her post crap like that, I have to yell at her. Like, stop that!
But she's just now making it to Facebook. She's 18 now, so she's like, I got a Facebook. I was like, that's good. You're 18 now. You're a grown woman. You can do what you want to do.
Exactly.
You get in trouble. You know, just call me. I got bail money, I think. I may just come down and bring you a Snickers bar and be like, I'm out, girl. Here, girl, I'm out. You hungry? Here you go. Because jail food is not good. Here you go. I'll see you later. When you get out, come by the house. No, I don't agree with you letting your kids on Facebook. And they do have an age restriction. You're not supposed to be under 13, but I think they should be raised, honestly.
I do. I do, too. I think, you know, about 17.
17.
17 is usually the age of majority in most states. I mean, because
yep.
I know Texas is 17, even though everybody's like, it's 18 till you're adult. No, honey, 17 in Texas.
I just told that she don't need to be on Facebook, period. Not ever. Hey, look, if you listen to the show, what do you mean not ever? No, not ever. But, you know,
on and on and on about how Facebook was evil and how Facebook should police our kids.
No. You're supposed to watch your own kids, and it's much easier for you to watch your kids than to have Facebook watch them.
Like, and that was the other deal. Facebook shouldn't allow, you know, pictures to be put up unless they've seen them and they've gone through them and approved them. It's like, do you know how many pictures every day they'd have to look at? No.
Not just that. Now, the only other thing I can say would bother me is I think Facebook does need a police of some sort, because some people post up some crazy stuff. Like the guy that posted he was going to kill people on Facebook.
Yes.
They need to be watching for things like that. Pictures of kids that are pornographic, yes, because God only knows. I ran across something the other day where some man, I guess he was just running his whole child pornography business off of Facebook, just posting, you know, racy pictures of kids. And that's different from your child posting a racy picture of themselves.
Yeah, no, I know a guy who would not be making it to anything else ever again, period.
So I think they need somebody watching, yes, but not to watch your kids specifically. That is your job. You see your 13-year-old daughter posting pictures of herself in her underwear. Man, oh.
Seriously, that's what she's trying to argue with me about. But I don't know how to do all these things. Well, then don't let your kid online.
Then you don't get on Facebook, and they don't get on there either. It's really simple.
I know.
License to internet.
Seriously. I was like, you can take people, go down to your local library. Most of them offer a basic computer course. Off and on. Find out when it is. Get signed up.
I would rather just not know anything about the internet. I would like to.
Head in the sand. Go ahead, deny that it's happening, but it's still happening.
That pisses me off. License for internet people. It can be done with the DMV. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Take your driver's test.
I laugh with these people, and it's like, how did you get on here? How did you get accepted for school?
You should not be on the internet if you don't know. What is it? What did I tell this lady over the weekend? I says, okay, I want you to open your browser. What's a browser? Okay. No. I've just got my very first computer. I wanted to say so bad. Just take it back to the store and tell them you're not ready, honey. You don't know what's going on.
I know. Seriously, and this chick is going for computer science.
No, she's going to be in a whole lot of trouble. These are the people that release the apps on the App Store. It don't work. They crash your phone. They don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I thought I built a good app. When I pressed the button that said Control-Alt-Delete when I was doing my code, I didn't realize it didn't save what I just did.
Wow. No.
All right, on to something good to do with
Yay!
Okay, so as of actually yesterday, a group of friends based out of Longwood University, actually last year on May 5th, they tried to break 2 Guinness World Records, but they were defeated. A year later, today, Jeannie, and Dan returned to take on a new Guinness World Record for their chance at redemption. It's not just all about the records, of course. This is Let's Play for Child's Play. Just like last year, the LPCP crew will be raising – do you have that up on the screen, by the way, Jen?
I do.
Because I wasn't looking. They'll be raising money for Child's Play, a charity organization, of course, that you know raises money for books, toys, movies, and games for children's hospitals around the world, most notably our Texas Children's Hospital here in Texas. They get a lot of stuff from a whole lot of communities around – not just around, but also Child's Play. They also have handmade crafts ready to go home – go to the home of the lucky winners of their live auctions they're holding as well. They said they have over 72 hours to collect as many records and as much money as possible. Can they do it? Or will they walk away defeated once again? Will be going for the longest video game marathon, playing a fighting game. Matthew will he'll be going for longest video games marathon playing Mario, which we told you about this last month. Daniel Swede will be going for the longest video games marathon playing Mega Man. I don't know what Jeannie's doing. Jeannie, where are you in this? What are you playing? Hello? Okay. I see her name on the list anyway. Okay, so those records will be going on at different times throughout the event, but they said there will always be someone on attempting a Guinness World Record, so they need to fill out all their time slots. So you can go over to their website. It is sites.google.com/site, letsplayforchildsplay.com. I would love to put this up on our Facebook page for you. I was trying to see if they had a link. They're just like, they're raw, which I like. He's like, we ain't even about that. We don't care about social. Let's just do this. Let's get it done.
Hell yeah. Let's do this.
I'm going to need y'all to not do that blue type, though. It hurts my eyes. But, okay, so
$220 of $2,000 that they've raised so far.
How much have they done?
$220 of $2,000.
Oh, they've made a little more because it was at $200 last I checked just a little while ago. Nice!
Let me refresh. I haven't refreshed it just yet. Still $220 of $2,000.
Okay, so this is going on right now. Make sure you go over and give them support, as Ginger's showing you. And if you don't want to support them, just go over to Child's Play. charity.org. They've been around since 2003, and they are one of the largest, most well-known gaming type sites to raise money. They also receive lots of cash donations throughout the year, so you don't have to wait till Christmas or you got your old games or consoles you want to donate to them. You can do it anytime. Doesn't have to be Christmas. Doesn't have to be anything else. Just donate. The kids really like that, and it's really helpful too. The hospitals, they use some of these games to help with. They use some of this stuff with the hospital to help with rehab. Remember we told you a couple years ago, the Shriners Hospital here was using the Wii to create a program or a game that would allow the kids who were had lost the ability to walk to get them up and walking again. So always donate your old stuff if you're not selling it. I know some of you are like, I got to get the new Xbox, so I'm going to sell mine. But you got something there you don't want. You got an Xbox.
They have some auctions, by the way. I'm showing them on the screen right now.
Got some auctions for stuff.
Yes. Handmade craft takes Paper Mario art style and forms it into another cozy medium. Yay! Very cute. I like that. I'd hang that on my wall.
He's a Paper Mario. Yeah, because you got a whole room there.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, these are cute. I like all of these.
Those are good stuff right there. That's good stuff.
The Power Wing. Oh, look at the blanket. That's a good. That's a nice little blankie.
That is rather nice.
Oh, it's a baby blanket, too. That's so cute. Do you know a gamer mommy who's going to be having a little bumpkin soon? Get one of these.
No, I don't know of any gamer mommy.
Oh, look at these PopCap necklaces. Those are
PopCap.
Gorgeous.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, I like all of these. Oh, see more PopCap jewelry. That is some talent right there. I like that. I like those. Somebody had to bid. Because those are
you can't bid because it's mine.
That's what you think.
It's all mine.
That's what you think. I think I want the little squirrely Mario in the squirrel suit.
Mario in the squirrel suit.
Yay for squirrels.
Squirrel. Okay.
Yay.
Jay says he wants us to know. He's confessing that he's never beaten a Mega Man game. I have a confession. I've never even played one. I've watched other people play. Just wasn't one that got me. Just like I wasn't a big Mario fan. It's because I saw it too much. As remember when it was just crazy? Everybody's house I went to, I was like, oh God, not again.
I know.
Stop it.
All right. Eve Online rockets into its second decade. New peak concurrent user milestone hit during the 10th anniversary celebration. CCP Games, the world's leading independent developer of massively multiplayer trolls, today celebrated the 10th anniversary of the launch of EVE Online, the groundbreaking sci-fi online game full of trolls, with over 500,000 subscribers, trolls worldwide. Launched on May 6th, 2003, EVE Online marked its anniversary in style with an enormous in-game celebration. I'm going to lose my voice. That led to a new peak concurrent user, PCU, record for the game, with over 65,000 players connected to the same server. That is hot right there.
Wow.
Unlike in most online games, every one of those players was celebrating the in-game in the same connected universe. EVE Online has continuously existed on a single persistent server cluster shared by all its inhabitants for 10 years. This unique shared environment means actions have lasting consequences that ripple across. You know what? I did not press play.
I'm like looking like, where is it?
It was there. I just didn't press play. Oh, and it's loud. Why are you loud? There we go. Unlike most online games, players' reputations are built and destroyed by their own skill, deeds, and relationships with other players. Throughout the last 24 hours, CCP and its players held numerous live events in-game, and players were given special firework launchers, munitions for their ships, which they could celebrate the game's 10th anniversary. In addition, players received several other valuable gifts, character implants, avatar clothing, and a Serum Magnate Frigate.
That's Eve, yes.
Yes, it is. In honor of today's anniversary, the appreciation continues as CCP delivers a unique and powerful battlecruiser, the Society of Conscious Thought Gnosis, to the hangars of all active subscribers. EVE Online's 10th anniversary celebration comes as CCP prepares for several additional major initiatives. Today also marks the launch of the Uprising expansion to Dust 514, the company's free-to-play play online first-person shooter fully integrated into the universe of EVE Online. The Uprising expansion brings with it numerous improvements and enhancements, including a substantial graphics upgrade, an updated user interface, and new gameplay modes, weapons, and equipment. Uprising is the biggest update yet for Dust 514, and is currently available to download for free for anyone with a PlayStation 3 and access to the PlayStation Network. Yay!
Okay, I got two shorty shorts. So Ginger, throw that other one up, and then you can do the next one. I know you see the title of the next one, don't you? All right, I ran across this over the weekend. This is, if you haven't seen the movie Looper, you just kind of want to know what the premise is. I ran across this weekend. Is it showing the video? Is it not showing? Did you get it up? Okay. This is a lovely fan-made video directed by a woman. Cinematography and art direction done by Maria Bloom. It is The Outsider, a Looper story. It does have a very small spoiler in it, a couple of small spoilers, but unless you've seen the main movie, you won't get them. So you can still watch this if you haven't seen the movie and then go back and watch it. I think it's well done. Very nice job, Maria. Just wanted to give her some credit. Being a woman developer, very, very nice, keeping up with the mythos and everything. But it's 6 minutes. You can watch this during your lunch break. Very nice story, and if you haven't, after that, go watch the movie so you get some of the references, especially the ending. You'll be like, what the? Yes.
She does have her watch.
Apparently that you can buy that watch. The story is set in the future, by the way, when all of us will be old and Baby Natrix will be about the age this girl is in the video. And hopefully she will not be an assassin. I know it sounds cool, but I don't want her to be an assassin. But I'm hoping that they keep up the person, Miss Maria, makes more of these. I like to see more of the stories taken out. Or maybe they think about doing a series. I think this would make a really good TV television series, ironically. Very good. All right, my other story, just so I can irritate Ginger. Fishing Hero.
She has him on her knees.
Yeah, don't let him watch the whole thing. Don't let him watch all of it.
Oh. You know, I'm trying to hit pause on the wrong screen.
Don't let him watch the whole thing. You'll give it away.
Jen is so funny. Sorry, I can't watch the whole thing. My bad.
Gotta go check it out. You go over to Vimeo and look up The Outsider, a Looper story. I may throw this up on the site, but I haven't been able to get a hold of it.
What is going on? That is not what I copied.
I'm sorry. Throw that up. Throw that up so I can get you all in a high register.
I'm trying, but it keeps going back to the Child's Play thing.
And by the way, Jay, I got your message. We're going to play whatever it is we signed up for. Yeah, I know. This is a free-to-play fishing MMO. It won't be live until the 9th. Okay, this is Fishing Hero.
Fishing Hero.
Yes, developed by MNC Inc. The game will be undergoing its final closed beta testing at G4 Box's gaming portal, Z8 Games, from May 9th until the 16th. I believe you can hop in there. I will be trying to see if I can get in. Again, Fishing Hero features over 800 species of fish to catch, numerous fishing gears to use, and different boats to cruise around in, Ginger, just like real offshore fishing.
Yay!
And check the settings. From the modern setting of New York to the remote, relaxing beach of Bora Bora, Fishing Heroes features over 20 real-world locations. Individual area offers unique species, and the developer, MNC, implemented distinctive behavior to each fish. So it feels different when you fight a 500-pound shark or an Alaskan salmon. Ross Park, the director of operation at G4 Box, a total of $1,500 in U.S. Z8 Games currency is prepared for the CBT event. All you have to do is create a Z8 Games account, like Fishing Games, Fishing Hero on Facebook through the event page, and log into the game from May 9th. from now to May 9th. Wow. The game already has over 13,000 likes on its Facebook page, one of which they're about to get from us. And there are co-promotions and other hit Z8 Games titles like Crossfire, Catch 10 Fish, and Get a Free Item in Crossfire. You can go over to their Facebook page, Fishing Hero, or their website, fishinghero.z8games.com. Again, it is free to play. Developed by MNC, My New Children. I like the name of your company. I think this is going to take me and Ginger away for...
Probably. We're so sorry, people. We'll have to see you, you know, in a month's time once we've gotten out of our system.
I got fish to catch.
Yes, we do.
I don't know why we like this. Why? Can somebody tell us why?
Fishing.
I don't want to go real fishing. I don't want to touch the bait. No, there's no. None of it.
Nature, it's all over me. I don't like it. Seriously, I don't like it.
I don't want anything. The crickets. No, that's not right. I have a lot of respect for grasshoppers. However, I
respect for them as long as they stay, you know,
in the grass. Look, in the grass and away from me.
What the hell's wrong with bugs, man? The bugs. They got more than four legs, more than two eyes.
No, he's talking about the fact that we like fishing here.
They make smells. They bite. They get into everything.
I don't. You know what, Jay? I don't know. I can trace my not liking fishing back to one memory. My family's from the country. They had went out and caught fish, and they brought them in, and they were still alive, swimming around in the cooler. And I was like, oh, pretty fish. And then I watched them take them out back and gut them while they were flopping around against the clothesline. Because, yeah, I said there was a country, right? A clothesline. And since then, it's like, uh-uh. Every time you put fish in front of me, that memory comes back.
That doesn't bother me so much. I can't eat fish because I'll puke. And it's not because I don't like them. It's because they don't like me.
I'm developing an allergy to tilapia, ironically enough. I bought a ton of it, and every time I eat it, I get the tingling sensation that I get when I eat the raisins. Yeah.
It's not good. It's violent puking. It's not good. All right, so North and South.
I want to play it, and it's not on Droid.
No, it's not. It's only for iPhone and iPod. The reinvented cult classic is now available for iPhone and iPod Touch. North and South, the game, delivers the fun gameplay and the retro feeling of the Amiga classic. The Pocket Edition comes for iPhone, iPhone 3GS, or newer version, and iPod Touch. With its polished graphics and intuitive control, North and South, the game is a must-have for every retro gaming fan. The North and South, the game Pocket Edition, is now available on the App Store for the price of $2.99. To celebrate the release for the new platforms, the app is now available for the special price of 99 cents, but only until the end of May. The iPad version of North and South, the game, is also part of the special price promotion and is currently available for $1.49. In North and South, the game, retro fans can experience the historical fight between the Union and the Confederation in an exciting new manner.
For the Union!
Original. Yes. Oh, my God. Like the original, the pocket version of North and South, the game gets top ratings for its comic-like graphics, which have been carefully redesigned in a contemporary new style, as well as for its unique humor and for its ingeniously combined action and strategy elements. A comprehensive single-player campaign ushers the player through the Civil War years. Aspects such as weather ships, Western cities, Indians, and Mexican influence the course of events, requiring the player to adapt his or her strategy accordingly. Several multiplayer modes provide excellent gaming in pairs, just applying the matchmaking function. Furthermore, North and South, the game delivers brand new features, like the action-packed mole game. All right, so this is the North and South. It's north-and-south.com. And, again, you can find it on the Apple App Store. And what the hell? Where's my Droid version?
Droid. I was like, I want to play.
I know, right?
I really...
Hello, Frito Crash. I see you there, too. What's up?
Hello, Frito Crash. Okay, I'm mad. I can't sign up for the beta for the fishing. We're gonna have a talk, me and them. All right.
There you go. Feel the awesomeness and then not give it to me.
Right? I'm ready to catch some fish. Let's do this. Jay, I keep picturing Jay looking at the screen like something's wrong with those two. I'm sorry. I love the fish.
Okay, Jay. It's all right. I know you love me, Jay. I know you love me.
He should take comfort in knowing during the zombie apocalypse, we will know exactly how to catch the fish. We'll be able to teach the next generation how to do it. We won't do it with them, but we will be able to explain to them about the wind and which way the current is flowing and which fish are best caught in which waters. We will know all of this, so we will survive. But we will never touch the fish. Can I gut it and then cook it up? We're gone. All right. Can you pop that up there for me, please?
It is up. It's going.
Carmageddon is coming to Google Play. That's right. As
I don't know what the hell thing about these graphics.
it's a Google Play game. It's coming to the Google Play Store May 10th. It's coming Friday. It says, show some love. If your memory is like a sieve and you have already forgotten what you what we're telling you, you will need to be you'll be notified by mail if you go and you sign up Stainless Steel Games app section to play, or you can go to Carmageddon.com to play before the 10th of May. You'll get a code within 24 hours. Why can't I talk now? You have a chance also to win some freebies. If you're already signed up, you are automatically entered. They said they'll pick some names out at random, and the winner will receive a T-shirt of your choice from their collection at the Carmageddon store. Three lucky runners-up will get a free copy of Carmageddon on GOG Games. If you haven't been to GOG Games, by the way, you have to go. They got, like, some games for free that are, like, the awesome games that you like, really awesome. And the ones that aren't free are like a dollar or something like that, so you got to do that. Of course, if you don't remember Carmageddon, it's the original freeform driving sensations where pedestrians and cows
and
your opponents are a bunch of crazies in a twisted mix of automotive killing.
Wait. Didn't it just say it was an industrial city?
I can't see. Are you running the trailer? Because I've seen that.
Yeah, I was. It stopped. Hold on.
This is we need a fish revention.
Yeah, something. Need something.
And Frito, even if they're 3-eyed, we got to eat them. We got to survive.
Driving through town. Well, that's driving through the desert. Driving through town. That actually looks like a zombie sim I go and play on every once in a while.
Wow.
I've not seen any of these cows yet, though. I'm looking.
All right. So it's supposed to feature some real-world environments that have been turned into killing fields where the locals stay out in the streets of their peril, as well as using your car as a weapon. Entry level is sprinkled generously with power-ups that have a vast variety of mad effects, adding a whole extra level of craziness to the proceedings. In every event, you have the option to play your way, waste all your opponents, kill every pedestrian, or perish thought, complete all the laps. Oh, and watch out, the cops in their super tough armored patrol cars are lurking. And if they catch you being bad, they'll take you down like several tons of cold pork. Okay, so.
Well, interesting then.
You can play with up to 28 people at once. This is on your phone now, by the way. They got
pre-lit invites.
That's nuts. That is nuts. Buckets of jib, tons of laps. They got widescreen support, so if you're playing on one of your tablets, it works on your tablets and your phones. Plus, you can make in-app purchases and unlock all the cars if you just want to cheat and spend all your money. And it requires you to have Android 2.3.4 or later, just in case you were wondering. Droid. And there, and I believe there might be an iOS. Yeah, there's an iOS version, so it might even be completely cross-platform. That's sexy.
Very sexy. All right, so my next one is over here. Let me find it. Sony. Sony Korea. It says, hey, you 18 and under, or under 18, you're not allowed to play on the PSN.
Oh.
Last July, South Korea began enforcing a law that would keep teens under the age of 16 from playing games during a six-hour block at night. The law was dubbed the Shutdown Law and promised strict enforcement and punishment for places where teens got to play, go to play online, whether that be a cyber cafe or using online services such as the PlayStation Network or Xbox Live. The bad news for gamers is now that Sony Entertainment Korea is complying with the law in a way that affects anyone under the age of 18. After taking down its online service to comply with the law last year, Sony kept the service online for a very long time. Today, the company announced that the Sony Entertainment Network will be available again soon for South Korean players, but it also noted that anyone under the age of 18 cannot use the service anymore. Basically, if you want to use PSN, you'll need a credit card to verify your age. On the plus side, those who had a Sony Entertainment Network SEN account prior to last year's takedown of the service are receiving an extra 30 days of PlayStation Plus once PSN goes live again in South Korea on May 16th. South Korea is not
playing
around. They're like, kids need to be doing school and other things, not playing video games.
You see them crazy Americans? You see what they're doing? Ain't going to happen.
Sorry.
Parents, you don't watch your kids? Then fine. They don't have to play our stuff. You're going
to
blame
us
for the problem.
Parent them? This is how we're going to parent them.
Yeah, now you're not going to have your babysitter. All right, it's time for us to go, believe it or not. Ah, sweet, sweet was the time we had with you. It went so quickly. We'll miss you all. Until tomorrow. Ah.